It could take more than two decades, but the Tennessee Valley Authority has agreed to relocate nearly 12 million cubic yards of coal ash in Gallatin. It's the result of a legal settlement with state regulators and environmental activists. WPLN's Samantha Max reports.
The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation and the Southern Environmental Law Center sued TVA in 2015. They allege the power plant's unlined coal ash pond was leaking toxic chemicals into the groundwater and contaminating the Cumberland River and Old Hickory Lake. The 60 years' worth of coal ash will remain on site, but in a new, lined landfill. TVA President Jeff Lyash said the process could take more than two decades.
I know that folks would like us to move faster, but moving too fast can lead to the wrong decision.
TVA has until next September to submit its plan to state regulators for approval. The Gallatin plant would be TVA's first to empty its ash pond, but the utility is considering similar plans at plants across the state. Coal ash ponds have been scrutinized since one collapsed a decade ago in East Tennessee. For WPLN News, I'm Samantha Max.